This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station, and one of the things we like to do on a weekly basis is talk about movies. We do it with Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation and my co-host for Cinema Chat. And happy pre-Thanksgiving week.
That's right. It's the big build-up to Thanksgiving, so we'll have a show on Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
Hope everyone's Thanksgiving preparations go well. We're currently preparing.
There is nothing better than two turkeys for Thanksgiving.
That's right. Gobble, gobble.
Here we are.
Well, opening up at the multiplex is Trolls. We actually did a preview screening of it yesterday that went pretty well. It's actually opening up at the multiplexes. We don't have it on a first-run basis at the state of Michigan. And then The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. So for the Trolls movie, the character played by Anna Kendrick's Poppy and the character played by Justin Timberlake, Branch, are finally a couple, and it's all about their relationship that's developing and the fact that the Anna Kendrick's character, Poppy, discovers that the Branch character was actually in a boy band at one point, which is
imagine
a big surprise.
That.
Seems to be a certain truth to that. So, and the Hunger Games movie's gotten kind of so-so reviews. So if you're a fan of that, you
Jennifer
check
Lawrence
it out.
Is no longer involved with these movies, right?
I don't believe so. No, right. No, she's not in this movie for sure. Well, we're opening up, or we're actually doing a special screening of a film tomorrow at the State Theater called Quicksand. It's actually put together by writer-director John Paul Morris, who's a Traverse City-based filmmaker. And this film has won several awards at film festivals. It's going to be released on Apple TV.
Nice.
And it's called Quicksand. So you can see the director, John Paul Morris, at the screening tomorrow at the State Theater. And it's an action comedy about two best men that happened to lose the ring for the groom.
Sounds like people I would know.
And they get into all kinds of trouble, including quicksand. So that should be
there
a
was
lot
a clue
fun.
In the title, wasn't
that's
there?
Right, that's right. And then the late night at State screening is Blade Runner, the 1982 film that was first released then. And then this is the final cut version that came out in 2007. So go check that out. Harrison Ford, M. Emmett Walsh, and a lot of really great performances and a legendary film at this point. Now, as part of the Films We Love series, we're doing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, perfect for Thanksgiving.
Kind of a holiday film, yeah, for sure. And Steve Martin and John Candy star in this film. Again, a lot of fun from 1987, Planes, Trains, and
John
Automobiles.
John Candy can make you laugh, but he can tear your heart out, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Steve Martin is a very, very clever guy. I mean, I got to know him when he was a stand-up comedian, but he's an amazing human being, actually.
Just take this with you if you're going to see the movie and refresh your memory. Those aren't pillows.
Exactly. And then the Warren Miller ski film, All Time, is going to play on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And it's narrated and features Johnny Mosley. It's actually a review of the whole and history of the whole ski industry, the birth of ski towns, how icons and innovators came to the forefront, hot dogging and besides skiing, snowboarding, and any of those kind of downhill snow sports. So go check that out. Those are always really special screenings. That's going to be Wednesday, November 22nd. Go check it out. And then the films that we're opening this week, tomorrow we're going to open Next Goal Wins at the State. Now, this is Taika Waititi's film. He won an Oscar for Jojo Rabbit. And this is a film that's based on a true story, although I think there's a lot of poetic license taken with it. He co-wrote it with Ian Morris. It's about the American Samoa soccer team who in 2001, trying to qualify for the FIFA contest, lost 31-0. Now, if you're a American football fan, that just sounds like a bad loss. But in this particular case, since you score one goal at a time, 31-0 is a really devastating kind of thing. But they hire this quirky coach that's played by Michael Fassbender, and he tries to take them from being the worst professional soccer team in the world to one that can qualify for the FIFA.
Brings to memory a movie I saw about, again, with some poetic license to it, the Jamaican bobsled
team.
Yeah,
right, exactly, yeah.
I think John Candy was the coach. Right?
Yeah, I think he was too. Yeah. So anyway, that sounds like a lot of fun, and Taika Waititi is a really wonderful filmmaker. I like his stuff a lot. Saltburn is a film that we're opening up on Tuesday the 21st. And this is a British film by the Academy Award-winning filmmaker Emeril Fennell. He won for Best Original Screenplay for Promising Young Woman.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. And so this is about a... It's a wicked tale of privilege and desire, and it's about a guy who is studying at Oxford University in the UK, and he finds himself drawn to a world of a charming and aristocratic fellow by the name of Felix Canton, and he goes to this estate called Saltburn, and the eccentric family is a really interesting kind of dynamic. So it's one of those family dramas. It's definitely, or comedies actually, and there's a lot of really positive buzz about this. We're also reopening Anatomy of a Fall at the Michigan Theater because the screening room is going to open up if we get all of the certifications that we need. And that was the Cannes Best Film, and there's sure to be Academy Award buzz around that, especially around the actress that's featured in this film. And if you haven't seen Anatomy of a Fall, go check it out.
By the way, congratulations on getting the screening room reopened. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been months and months and months. It was closed because of construction next door, and we're just getting it reopened here in today.
Tomorrow, fingers crossed.
We'll show movies at it.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and Killers of Flower Moon still doing business?
It is, and it's moving to the Michigan Theater. Again, reopening at the Michigan Theater. Go check that out. That's Martin Scorsese's film about the tragedy of the Osage Nation that took place in the early 20th century. Very compelling story, very well told. Killers of the Flower Moon will be at the Michigan Theater. And then at the Michigan Theater, we're opening up Napoleon, which is Ridley Scott's film about the famous French politician, general, dictator. Joaquin Phoenix is playing Napoleon. And again, the reviews are good. Ridley Scott's Napoleon is a slyly funny epic with bravura set pieces, garnering generally favorable reviews across in terms of the preliminary reviews. And then The Guardian, the British newspaper's critic, Peter Bradshaw, described the film as a thrilling biopic and concludes that Ridley Scott doesn't withhold the old-fashioned pleasures of spectacle and excitement, which in this kind of a grand film you would like to see. Phoenix is the key to it all, a performance as robust as a glass of burgundy that he knocks back, preening, brooding, seething, and triumphantly. So
I know there are some that... don't necessarily agree, but I find him a must-see actor.
He's very good.
He's just really compelling. He just inhabits every character
exactly.
he plays.
Exactly. He is the character, yeah. And that can be kind of annoying, but he's an amazing actor.
I didn't
actor.
Say I wanted to have lunch and hang out.
Exactly.
I'll go see him on the screen.
We're going to show Stop Making Sense a couple more times, so go check that out. It's going to be on Sunday and Monday that we're showing those. And the Downtown Concert Hall Movie Film Festival will end at that point. So
until it's time to have another.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're continuing the holdovers at the state.
You're holding it over.
Yeah. And this is a film that people really, really like. Alexander Payne is the director. And he worked on Sideways with the star Paul Giamatti, and this everybody likes this film. It's about a teacher, a high school teacher at a boarding school, who has to stay over the Christmas holidays with the few students that can't go home. And it's about the relationship between these students, particularly one kind of troublesome young man. But the Paul Giamatti character is a troublesome adult character.
And I will tell you that I went to a boarding school, and there were a couple of occasions where a group of us had to stay over the holidays, which meant a couple of faculty members had to stay, and I feel very badly for the faculty members.
Yeah, well, absolutely, absolutely. But anyway, it all comes across. Divine Joy Randolph plays one of the characters in the school and really helps everybody understand where they are and what they have to do. The Marvels continues. Priscilla, the biopic on Priscilla Presley, continues at the State. And then we've got our holiday films coming up. The day after Thanksgiving, we're doing Warner Brother Classics. We're also going to be doing the White Christmas Sing-Along.
Of course.
It's become a big tradition. And lots of other holiday films coming up between now and Christmas. So go check it out.
Well, while you're getting all prepared for Turkey Day next Thursday, why don't you join us? Russ and I will be here with another edition of Cinema Chat. But we'd like to thank you for spending time with us today. You've been listening to Cinema Chat. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.
Best wishes for Thanksgiving preparations, and see you at the movies.